Next patient is Stanley Thiessen, T-H-I-E-S-S-E-N. This is a consultation. Request by Dr. Sambona, reason for consultation. Atrial fibrillation evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. This patient is a 60-year-old male with atrial fibrillation period. Patient is quite symptomatic with atrial fibrillation, completing a shortness of breath, dizziness period. Patient underwent echocardiogram that showed a normal left ventricular function period. Since patient is symptomatic atrial fibrillation, referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. Current medication: Eliquis, Losartan, Pantoprazole, inhaler period. Social history: no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Family history: no history of premature coronary artery disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general: denied reason, weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspera history: pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdomen: no history of nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Extremity: no history of arthritis. Neurological: no history of seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure 125 over 72, pulse is 80 to 90, and irregular respiration 16. Weight is 285 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is irregularly regular. No murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound, extremity, no edema. Clinical condition number 1, atrial fibrillation. Number 2, sleep apnea on CPAP. Number 3, obesity. Number 4, diabetes. Number 5, hypertension. Recommendation: patient's atrial fibrillation and described symptomatic period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation, pulmonary vein isolation. Procedure is kind of benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, pulmonary vein stenosis period. The patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70 to 80%. Sometimes need more than one procedure period. Please send a copy to Dr. Sambona.